Back to the office. A lot of businesses want workers to return as the Omicron wave seems to have passed, which means employees are facing that dreaded T word, T for traffic. But what if you could just rise above it all? Yeah, you know where we're going. From IEEE Spectrum, reporter Ari Daniel has our story.
To get where you want to go, imagine that instead of hopping in your car or taking a subway or a Lyft, you opt for an air taxi.
It takes off like a helicopter, flies like a plane, and it's super comfortable and it's piloted.
Bonnie Simi is head of air operations and people at Joby Aviation, based out of Santa Cruz, one of a handful of companies developing air taxis, or as insiders call it, electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicles, eVTOLs. The Joby aircraft seats four passengers and a pilot and flies just over 200 miles an hour. Imagine a sleek white helicopter body.
But forget that it's noisy, because our aircraft is not noisy at all. We're 100 times quieter than a helicopter.
Here it is in flight. The vehicle's got six propellers pointing upwards, which allow it to take off vertically. Then, once airborne, the propellers transition to a forward direction. Simi, a former airline pilot, hasn't flown an actual Joby air taxi, but she's spent plenty of time in the simulator.
It's a joy to fly. You can fly fast, you can fly slow. It's very, very simple to fly. Basically, point the aircraft where you want it to go and it goes.
Joby's air taxi is intended to be environmentally friendly, just like those of some of the other companies out there. Florian Reuter is CEO of Volocopter, based in southern Germany.
The vehicle is fully electrically powered, so if you charge the batteries renewably, you actually have a very sustainable means of transport.
Of course, that's a big if. An air taxi is fully sustainable only if it's plugged into an outlet that draws power from renewable sources. Volocopter has two designs, a two-seater with 18 rotors mounted to a circular overhead frame that can fly 22 miles on a single charge, and a four-seater with a mix of eight upward and forward-facing rotors that can fly up to 62 miles. Both can be flown by a pilot, remotely piloted, or operated autonomously. Compare that to the Joby aircraft that requires a pilot but can fly 150 miles on a single charge. Okay, so say you need to get from A to B. How would you use an air taxi exactly?
You're somewhere in the city, you have a transportation need.
Imagine opening up an app saying, I want a ride from my house to downtown. A ride-sharing service may show up, like an Uber, bring you to our aircraft.
Further down the road, we will be able to really pick you up in front of your door. But for the time being, you might as well walk or take an e-scooter, let's say, to the next takeoff and landing site near you. You are seamlessly digitally checked in with all the safety checks, the weight and balance checks.
We fly you to the city, to the top of your building, to a parking garage, to the local airport.
And you will make potentially the last mile on foot or with a different mode of transportation.
The companies say a trip of 10 to 25 miles or so might ultimately set you back $75 or $100. Better materials, batteries, and higher-performing sensors and onboard computational capabilities have contributed to the imminent feasibility of air taxis, not to mention new regulations now in place that allow the certification of electric aircraft. Soonjo Chung is a professor of aerospace at Caltech.
We are going to have air taxis flying pretty soon in 5 years, 10 years.
But to soar in our skies, safety is paramount. Let's say you hit a bird.
For other aircraft or helicopters, that suddenly leads to big damage and catastrophe. But for the air taxis, you have multiple propellers.
Multiple propellers mean less chance of failure. But there's also weather to contend with, software failures, emergency landing protocols. But both Joby and Volocopter say they're confident they can meet these challenges before they debut in 2024. Florian Reuter of Volocopter again.
We are now seeing capabilities that will ultimately lead to a massive transformation in the way that we move about this planet, because now we can fly where we needed to walk earlier.
And blissfully, there's little traffic up there, at least not until the skies fill with quiet flocks of air taxis. For Here and Now, I'm Ari Daniel.